This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Carlinville Police Chief Dave Haley. Today we are going to discuss the Carlinville new public safety office that just had a recent groundbreaking, and that was earlier this month in October. And before we get to some of the things that will be going on with the new public safety office and things like that, I thought I'd talk to you. This is something that just doesn't come up in a matter of days and things like that. And I thought maybe you could describe to us sort of how did the thinking process start, or when did you actually start looking into, we may need a new facility over, say, where you're located now, Chief?
Well, actually, it started about 12 years ago. We, through the day-to-day business that we do, it was quite evident that our current location did not have the, the resources we needed. We didn't have enough space. We had some security issues with our employees. We didn't have proper ventilation. We didn't have any locker rooms, inadequate evidence storage and evidence processing. So that process started about 12 years ago.
Obviously, in that 12 years, there had to be many different things associated with it. When did it start looking like, I know you received some grant money and everything for the new building, when did it start looking like you really were coming to fruition on we're going to get a new facility?
That would have been about a year ago. Basically, when I started approaching the council and the committees talking about the need for more space, it's always been the lack of funding. And everything was, not to say it the bad way, everything was put on my shoulders to try to find funding, whether grant or anything we could find. And my first meeting with Representative Bourne, one of the priorities we had set was trying to get ourselves a new facility to better serve our community. One of my goals is I always want to make sure that my department can take care of our citizens first without having to go out to any outside agencies. So that was a goal, and we sat down and I talked with her for a long time, and she was very helpful in finding grant funding that came around out of the Rebuild Illinois program. So once it looked like we were getting some funding, then the idea to find a new building came about. We did look at building, buying and renovating a building, and also building brand new. Just the sheer cost of building ground up was over $4.5 million, and I knew we couldn't afford that. So after some talks with Frontier, them not utilizing that building to the fullest potential, we're actually able to talk to them about selling that building to us. And that was about a year and a half ago.
We should note that it's called a public safety building, and yes, there's going to be other functions that go on, from what I understand, within this new facility. But first off, before we maybe talk a little bit about some of the other things that'll go on within the public safety building, let's talk about the police department when it eventually gets there. Maybe you could talk about some of the highlights of what will be there that weren't there, or whatever you might think is important.
One of the things we're going to do is we're making that building where it's going to be used for, again, it's going to be safer for us, safer for my employees, and more available for the community. One of my goals was, currently we don't have a conference room or meeting room, but we're going to have what we're going to call a small community room that will be open and available to the community to use. Long-term plans would make it where we can do any of your meetings, virtual meetings, that all be available. But the highlight of the building is going to be the security for the employees and the added features. So we're going to have a separate booking intake area that's going to be on separate HVAC system. So we're not going to have to worry about any cross-contamination from evidence being brought in or anything that goes with that. We're going to have two fully functioning locker rooms for men and women. That's something we do not have now. Everybody knows law enforcement is precarious work, and sometimes we get things on our clothing that we don't need to take home to our families, whether that's somebody else's bodily fluids or dirt, grime, grease, gas. So the officers are going to have the opportunity to actually change their uniforms. There'll be a washer dryer on site. They'll be able to clean uniforms without taking that to their home and contaminating the families. that's a huge, huge thing for my officer safety. We're going to have additional areas where we don't necessarily have to bring people into the police department. They can come in the lobby, fill out some complaint forms, some statement witness forms. That'll be able to be done in the lobby without interrupting the day-to-day operation in the back of the building. It's going to be just more user-friendly. And we're bringing on, going to bring in SEMA, which is our emergency management agency. It's currently housed at the fire department. Since the fire department is their own taxing district, we decided to bring SEMA with us. So all of the emergency management, the weather warnings, all that stuff, that those folks be working out of that building also.
I believe when I talked to the mayor recently, you also have something where, like, now you could pull in a squad car or something and say it'll be in a secure area versus parking outside the building?
Yes, we're going to have a drive, what we call a drive-in Sallyport, be two vehicles deep. So currently, you know, we pull around the back of our building and then bring somebody that we've taken into custody. You know, we're out there in the weather. We're out there where the neighbors can see who we're bringing in, and that's just not right. You know, we do try to keep everybody's identity, you know, private until we release some information. This way we can pull in. Again, it's a better, secure way of doing it. The officers can pull in the Sallyport, close the door, get the person we've taken in custody out, bring him into a secure area and process.
And one other thing I think that was brought up is that, you know, sometimes in your line of work, children are involved, and I believe, if I understood right, you'll also have, an area more conducive for children to stay should they be involved in something where they've got to be in that area.
Yeah, we've designated an office space. I mean, I wish it was bigger, but we've designated an office space in there that's going to be a child-friendly room. And we've had, over the years, many occasions, we've had young children in our custody working with DCFS, and they've been in our regular duty room, you know, with all the paperwork we got, all the stuff we've got. We don't really want kids exposed to that. So this room is going to be meant for kids. We'll have, I think, a futon, a beanbag chair, maybe some brightly colored walls and TV and stuff like that. Something the kids will feel a little more comfortable. Like I said, DCFS has been here, been in our facility many times with kids, and we just feel it's better to try to get those kids to feel more comfortable while they're in our protection, let's say.
And you mentioned that you'll have facilities for both men and women police officers and so forth. Right now, could you just tell us about how many individuals are employed with the Carlinville Police Department?
Right now we have 13 full-time officers, which includes our school resource officer, a detective, two sergeants, lieutenant, myself, and the rest of the officers for patrol. We have no female officers. We used to, but we're always encouraged to have women apply. I would like to have more female officers in my department, and it's a little tough right now in this environment to get people to apply for police officers, but we're always out there looking for it. We've got four full-time dispatchers, a full-time records clerk who is overworked. One of these days we may have to look at adding a second records clerk down the road. We just have that much work going on.
Let me ask you, what will become of where you're at now, at over a portion of, I guess you would say, the City Hall building? What becomes of the old area that will soon be known as the old police department area?
Well, it hasn't been decided yet. We talked about using part of it for file storage. We talked about doing some other remodeling in the building, but that hasn't been decided. I have ideas, but nobody's blessed those ideas, so I don't like to throw them out there. But there is some talk of what to do with the space.
All right. And as we come towards the end of the program, again, we know with construction and all that, nobody knows if it's ever going to be on the date that is set, but sort of when are you looking to be in your new facility if all goes well?
Well, we were hoping to be done, as a contractor say, hoping to be done sometime April, May. But as we hear more and more about material shortage, I'm not sure, but we're shooting for hopefully June to be in. Again, that can change based on material availability and equipment supplies, that kind of stuff.
Carlinville Police Chief Dave Haley, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a good day.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.